So we move on to the second motion. The following motion has been received again in accordance with procedure rule 16 from Councillor Julian Key.
Thank you, Chair. I'm withdrawing that motion and submitting an amendment to motion 4.
Okay, thank you very much. So we'll move on to what in your papers is motion 4, but it is the third one associated with this particular petition. And the following motion has been received in accordance with procedural rule 16 from Councillor Dean Campbell.
Thank you, Speaker. I'm standing here with full expectation. I have full expectation and hope that we'll be receiving a couple of amendments to this motion, which, having discussed with the movers of those amendments, I think will at least in part improve it. I think what's really important to recognise, and I've touched on this before, is the journey that we're on and where we're at the moment. We have in process a number of measures. The task and finish group's been repeatedly referenced, and yes, I too am disappointed that it hasn't met yet, but Council hasn't actually set up the task and finish group. It recommended that scrutiny set it up, and so it's gone through that process. On points to make, and I'm not going to go through what I've written because part of that's now been changed by events this morning. But in points to make, in terms of positive points, we have already started looking at the energy footprint of housing, of residential premises in Shropshire, because it's absolutely right that we have greater aspirations for the future. And we're looking at what's being proposed and what's being done in other areas by other councils. We're trying to take best practice from all of those to come up with a good solution for Shropshire for future housing. We've also been successful in applying for grant funding from government under the Warmer Homes Fund, which, as I'm sure most of you will know, the residential properties with a larger energy footprint happen to be mainly off-grid. So we're looking at grant funding, we've secured the grant funding for ground source and air source heat pumps to try and reduce people's bills and also reduce the carbon footprint of the energy from those properties. So we're looking at not just the council's carbon footprint, but the carbon footprint of the county as a whole. Somebody mentioned, I can't remember who it was earlier, mentioned that the green technology industry is one of our key identified growth industries in the economic strategy. And that's absolutely right. We have some fantastic businesses already operating in Shropshire. And I know from Councillor Harris and Councillor Davenport that they're working with some companies on electric vehicles to try and bring them into the county in terms of manufacturing as well as use of, which would be a great step. I've said before that we have a corporate carbon reduction strategy that is currently in the works, and that will come forward. That will come forward soon, I hope. There are some amendments being made to that. I will briefly speak, because I'm not sure what the procedure is. I'm not sure whether I actually get an opportunity to speak on the amendments, so I will just...
I was going to encourage you to come to that possibly at the end, because I know that there have been amendments with Councillor Julian Doon and with Roger. If you could touch on those before you seconded, then that would tidy this whole general motion up.
I've seen the amendment from Councillor Evans, and yes, subject to my seconder being happy with it, yes, I'm happy to accept that. I think it's a move in the right direction. Importantly, it shows greater ambition. We're removing a reference to data and asking to be ambitious instead. That ambition will be qualified in the climate action plan, which will come back to council in December, I believe the date on here is. In terms of the amendment from Councillor Dean, there are elements of it that we can support. However, it goes into a great deal of detail, which I think would be best left to the Task and Contribution Officer Working Group to go into that work level of detail. I don't want to prejudge or prejudice their work, so I would suggest that that may be the avenue for those comments. But I recognise it. I don't think we'll be able to accept it into the substantive motion, but I do recognise it and think it should be taken forward into the Task and Contribution Group. Thank you, Speaker.
Okay, thank you. Now, Roger, are you happy with that? Before I get any second, what I want to make sure is that we're all on the same page and the second is
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we don't have to start from the beginning again. All right, Julian.
So I'm moving my hand.
No, I was just asking if you were happy with what you said thus far.
Well, so I understand it. You're not accepting my amendment, so it will to be all right and voted on separately.
That's as I understand it. Okay, so we've heard that. We've heard the portfolio holder who also put this forward. Is that seconded?
No, sorry, you shouldn't see that.
I'll second it and reserve my right to speak.
All right, very good. Okay, so I will open it up to debate then.
Can I look?
Sorry? All right, okay. It'll go through complication. We've changed this about 10 times this morning, so. Okay, Councillor Dean, your amendment, please.
Thank you very much. So before I move the detail of my amendment, I just wanted to make a couple of comments on the discussion so far. So this issue of economic risk. So the first thing to understand is that there actually are economic opportunities here. The referred to climate change strategy document suggests that Shropshire is capable of producing 20% of the renewable energy needs of the whole West Midlands. That seems to me to be an enormous opportunity. It's a shame that our local plan sites have not brought forward any identification studies for wind farms, and I think that's something that we should perhaps open up to again. So there are opportunities. The second point, just in terms of timescales and getting to carbon zero, I wanted to quickly make is actually Stroud's already done it. That's the district council. So there are places that are already there. So these timescales are not impossible. And the final point, I do have to make this point, and I don't know if it refers to the Leaving Council, I'm not sure where he stands on this, but on the one hand, we have people who are telling us that we can't take any risks with the economy to save the planet. On the other hand, they're prepared to crash the economy for Brexit. It does seem to be slightly contradictory. Anyway, moving on to the amendment, what I'm calling for is three things. The first is, in terms of timescales, I know that we have this climate change strategy document in the works, and actually there's some, at this point I want to pay tribute to some officers actually, not by name, but there are officers in terms of looking at the climate change strategy, looking at planning, looking at housing, looking at green infrastructure, who are really committed to trying to do the right thing, and I hope that out of today we will be enabling them to do the right thing, and enabling them to work with some of the real expertise that we saw at the town council meeting earlier this week that is out there in the community. I really think there's opportunities there. So what I'm calling for is that the climate change strategy comes back to council by December, and that actually does identify how we get down our what's called scope 1, which is the fuel we actually burn, and scope 2, which is effectively the electricity that we use, that we get that sorted out and we know how we're going to get those under control and down to zero emissions. The second point, and this is crucial, we are in a local plan review year. If we do not get the policies right this year, what we will end up having to do is retrofit the houses that are being built in the next 5 years. That would be completely crazy. We have to get the planning policies right, which are going to go to the inspectorate next year. That means we have to insist, not just that our own buildings, but the buildings put up by developers, are angled in the right way so that solar panels can be used, are installing heating systems which do not have to be ripped out when, by about 2025, according to the Chancellor of the Exchequer, we have to stop using gas for central heating, that have heat systems which are sustainable for the future. In other words, and exactly how we do that, there's a whole load of different schemes. There's BREEAM, there's Passive house, there's all sorts of ways of doing it. There's the MERV rule, which is about 20% of the energy on the site being produced on site through different formats. But we have to have planning policies, whether it's supplementary planning documents or whatever, ready to go to the inspector next year, which means that we are insisting on our developers building carbon zero homes or carbon zero ready homes for the future. So that's why that second paragraph is in there. If we don't do it, we will be set storing up problems in the future, and we'll look down, frankly, in a couple of years' time, because everybody else would have done it and would have had to have done it. The final point is to say that, I mean, I do think it's really a bit embarrassing that the Tasman Finish Group hasn't met. And it was a bit embarrassing that actually there weren't many people volunteering to be on it. The first time it went to a scrutiny group, to one of the scrutiny panels, they actually turned down the idea, despite the fact we voted on it in this chamber in December. But let's move on. We need buying, so if we've got the climate strategy by December, I'm saying that by this time next year, we need to have the action plan. We need to know how we're going to implement that climate strategy. So that's the three steps. To get the strategy to us by December, to get the planning policies right this year, and then to have an action plan by this time next year. So then we can come back and discuss the date, can't we? And we will know how we get there by then.
Thank you. The amendments look so short when they're written down.